Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, back with another dose of Daily Stoic Power. Ever feel like your mind is a never-ending loop of negativity? You know that feeling when you're spiraling down a rabbit hole of what-ifs and should-haves? Well, let's talk about tackling those pesky negative thoughts head-on. Because truth be told, our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's like an ancient survival mechanism always scanning for threats, keeping us safe from danger. But in today's world, that negativity bias can really hold us back. It can sabotage our happiness, our relationships, and even our goals. But here is the good news. We have the power to rewire those thought patterns. We can learn to recognize negative thinking for what it is, just thoughts, not facts. And with a little bit of effort, we can start to replace those negativity spirals with more positive, constructive ones. Today, we're diving into the world of cognitive restructuring, a powerful tool that helps us break free from those mental traps and cultivate a more peaceful, empowered mindset. Let's get into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your ability to overcome those negative thoughts and emotions. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is becoming aware of those negative thought patterns. Pay attention to what's going on in your head throughout the day. Notice those automatic, critical voices. Are they telling you you're not good enough? Not smart enough? Not capable enough? Once you identify them, you can start to challenge them. 2. Challenge the validity. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who was having this thought? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears, not facts. By questioning their validity, we can start to loosen their grip. 3. Reframe your perspective. Sometimes, it's all about changing the lens through which you view situations. Instead of focusing on the negatives, try to find the silver linings. Look for opportunities for growth and learning even in challenging experiences. Remember, every situation has a lesson to teach us if we're willing to open our minds. 4. Practice gratitude. This one is huge. Cultivating gratitude can shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your experiences. It might sound simple, but it's incredibly powerful. 5. Embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and you're going to have negative thoughts sometimes. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, acknowledge them with kindness and understanding. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and acceptance, even when you're struggling. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you just bombed a presentation at work. You're feeling deflated, thinking, I'm such a failure. I mess everything up. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, try cognitive restructuring. Acknowledge the negative feeling. It's okay to feel disappointed. But then, challenge those catastrophic thoughts. Remind yourself that one presentation doesn't define your worth. Maybe you learned something valuable from the experience. Perhaps there are areas where you can improve for next time. You might even choose to reframe the situation as an opportunity for growth. Alright, let's recap. Today we talked about overcoming negative thoughts and emotions through cognitive restructuring. Remember, awareness is key. Notice those negative thought patterns and challenge their validity. Reframe your perspective, practice gratitude, and be kind to yourself. Now I want to hear from you. What's one negative thought pattern you're working on challenging? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's support each other on this journey to a more positive and empowered mindset. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Power for your daily dose of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.